The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Let's talk some NFL with Frank Schwab, guys. Yahoo Sports insider for the NFL and covers the league and does a great podcast as well. Frank, I want to ask you about the Falcons. Maybe sometimes Mike and I use the phrase we're too close to it. And we're talking about Falcon fans and the whatever fandom you have for your team, sometimes you see things differently. How do you see this Falcon football team as an outsider looking in, and what do you think about them?
Just very inconsistent. It looks like the Falcons are just good enough to win a bad division, really. Like, I mean, you look back, some of the early season wins were, you know, people hate the word, but lucky. I mean, if, again, you know, Saquon Barkley catches that pass in Philly or whatever, you know, I mean, Young Kwae Koo doesn't kick a career-long 59-yarder or whatever it was. They caught some breaks to have their record early on. And then, you know, I thought they were getting better. I thought it was going well. And then all of a sudden it was, you lose to the Saints? Really? The 7 in a row, you know, losing streak Saints. I just think they're fine. They're going to win the NFC South and probably not be any factor in the playoffs whatsoever. I mean, depending on the draw, I guess. But you look at the probable 6 or 7 NFC teams, and right now I'd probably say the Falcons are the weakest of the seven, depending on what you think of the Cardinals or something, maybe. So, yeah, pretty on it. Just – I'm down on them, let's say, after that last win or that last loss.
Yeah, that's the thing, Frank. No one ever understands why a team comes out flat. You know, we had a 3-game win streak, then we lost that game to Seattle, which, you know, usually is one year, you know, you get one of those games a year. But you're right, to lose to New Orleans the way we did after beating Tampa Bay and beating Dallas, we still haven't played four quarters together. Now, just to counter your argument, we did get hosed by the refs against the Chiefs, but, you know, as you said, the breaks, as Parcells says, your record is. We got to go 4 out of 6. To win 10 games. Do you think they can do it?
I think so. The schedule's weak. I mean, there's a lot of things within the schedule that aren't too impressive, let's say. So I think they're good enough to beat most bad teams. Probably not going to beat a ton of good teams. I mean, again, they're just kind of in the middle. They're probably going to win 10 games and not really be a 10-win quality team, just they play in a bad division. And that, you know, that... It's a little bit frustrating with them, honestly. I just think that they're one of those teams that I just expected more out of. When they won those games early, when they got kind of fortunate, I kind of thought, okay, well, you know, you're going to get better. You've already banked three wins that really were, you know, I mean, pretty fortunate. And they're going to get better, and they're going to improve, and they're going to be a good team by the end of the season. But I kind of give up that hope a little bit. But again, I mean, they're going to win the division, and there's nothing wrong with that. They're perfectly reasonable. They're just not a team that I can foresee winning 3 games in the playoffs and going to a Super Bowl.
All right, and I'm going to defend them because they are 4-1 in the division. You talked about it, but 6-2 in the conference so far, right, with the 6-4 record. I just feel like when they play good, they are a very dangerous team. And it's interesting to hear your perspective because I think a lot of people around the country probably look at this team and feel the same way. So let's go from Atlanta to a team that you probably feel really good about. Go ahead.
I get what you mean. Like, look, if they do play their best, like, there's still time left in this season. It's not unreasonable for you know, to think that they could – possibly put this all together and get on a run, you look at the talent they have on the offensive side. Defense has played well at times. And I can see the upside. Like, right, like I say that now. I say that after week 10 that I don't think the team can make a playoff run. In 7 weeks, I might be saying something different. I might be saying, wow, it really has come together. They've really gotten rid of some of these inconsistency issues. They have beaten quality teams, but yeah, right now they gotta grow to get to that. Let's put it that way.
All right, I want to ask you about a team that I think you probably buy, and I think a lot of people do, and that's the Lions. Why are they so good? What's the deal? They're playing well. Yes, you got to get lucky. Your quarterback throws five interceptions, and you still win. But it's bigger than that with the Lions. What's going on there?
I think that it's just they're good in everything. They really are. Their defense doesn't get a lot of credit. We all gave up on them after Aiden Hutchinson's injury, but defense is still playing well. Special teams are awesome. Offense is just really, really good. And yeah, you don't want to throw five interceptions in any game. That's not really good for you. But for them to win that game said so much. It said to the rest of the NFL, look, we could play our D-minus game and be on the road against a pretty good Texans team, first place Texans team, and we're still going to win. What chance do you have? Yeah, I mean, if you can't beat them when they're on that game, like, are you really going to beat them when, you know, when they're playing at Ford Field in January? There's a couple teams that could. Eagles are coming along. I think they're a team nobody's talking about. And a team like the 49ers has a talent. And, you know, I mean, there's a couple teams you can make an argument for. But mostly, I think this is just the Lions season. If they blow this, when is it ever going to change? When are you ever going to get to the Super Bowl? You don't get many chances like this in the NFL. The Chiefs are an anomaly, right, where they just keep going to the Super Bowl every year. The Patriots before them. But usually you get one shot. Usually you get one shot to have that special season, to go to a Super Bowl. This is the Lions' shot right here.
Right.
They're going to have, I believe anyway, two home games to go to a Super Bowl. I think they're going to be the one seed and be right there on the doorstep. And they got the team for it. And I think the Lions win a Super Bowl this year. As crazy as that is to sound, look, I'm in my 40s. I've never been able to say that in my life with a straight face, right?
That's true. I mean, that's a team, again, one of those squads that's never been there, man, not even played in one. Frank Schwab is with us, guys, from Yahoo Sports Inside, again, and inside the NFL. He joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. So, Chiefs, you mentioned. Ravens, normally we'd say, okay, Ravens have got another MVP season for Lamar, but they're looking up at the Steelers. So who's going to play in the AFC Championship or just going to pencil in Kansas City?
And Kansas City, man, what a charmed life they're living. I mean, they should legitimately have four home losses by now. And somehow they've won all four of those
games.
We
had them on the ropes here in Atlanta.
Yeah, and the miss, like you said, the missed call was a big, big deal there. I don't know how the Chiefs keep doing this. It's incredible. I know it's not just luck because when you have Mahomes, when you have Reed, you know, I mean, you're going to win more close games than you should, but goodness, they're having a heck of a run in luck, getting fortunate in these late games. With the rest of the AFC, I think the Bills are really, really good, and they're going to run away with the AFC East, obviously. And then you have the Steelers are the surprise, as you kind of alluded to. Like, part of me keeps thinking the Ravens are going to win that division, but then I'm like, why? Why would I pencil the Ravens in to win that division? Our defense is kind of a mess.
It is.
Yeah, their offense is awesome, but the Steelers don't have a weakness. It's crazy. I didn't see this Russell Wilson thing coming. A lot of people are trying to like take victory laps now. I didn't hear a lot about them when, you know, it was September or even the off season. I thought everybody was kind of definitely not on board with Russell Wilson having a career revival, but he looks like the dude he was in Seattle when he went to 9 Pro Bowls in 10 years. So I don't really see there's much of a weakness with the Steelers. Great coach. I mean, Mike Tomlin's going to Hall of Fame someday. So, yeah, the Steelers have been the surprise. The Ravens could outscore the Chiefs. I mean, that's still possible. You know, they've had their postseason issues, but this is a different team with Derrick Henry. The Buffalo Bills are really good. But we all talk about this every year, don't we? And then it just ends up being Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl. Right? They right. have that magic when the calendar is January, man. They just have that magic that has been impossible for any team to knock off.
Let's talk about Denver before we let you go, because that's where we're headed this weekend. They are 500, right? They're 5-5. Sean Payton, I think he's done a fairly good job considering a rookie quarterback. At you know, you look at the defensive statistics, they've been one of the better defenses. I think they got exposed against the Ravens, and then they came back, played the Chiefs tough. What do you think of the Broncos?
why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And they're fine. I mean, they're a perfectly fine football team, really well coached. Sean Payne's a great coach. I think he's doing a great job, too. I mean, Bo Nix has really fit in, you know, well with what they want to do. He's had his bad games, but he's a rookie, sixth quarterback off the board in this draft. You can't expect perfection out of Bo Nix. So he has been better than Caleb Williams. Let's put it that way. He's playing pretty well. I didn't have any faith in this roster. I'm based in Colorado, so I hear a lot about the Broncos. And, you know, I looked at this roster. I was like, this is not a good roster. This is going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL, especially with Bo Nix kind of having a rough rookie season probably. But the one thing I kept saying was, Sean Payton, he's going to get more wins out of this team than he has any business getting. And that's what's happened so far. They should have won at Kansas City. And, yeah, I mean, this is the type of team, the Falcons, when you look on paper and you just, you know, you match up the rosters and what they are, this is the type of team the Falcons should handle, really, even on the road. But it ain't that easy because Sean Payton's got this team playing really well, really confident. And, yeah, it's going to be a tough game for the Falcons. The Broncos are going to give people fits this season, and I didn't see that coming necessarily, but, you know, Sean Payton, and he's not a miracle or anything to have him 5-5, but pretty good coaching job by him. And the Broncos really – look, that was a messy coaching search they had a year ago,
right?
But they ended up with the right guy. He's just a fantastic head coach.
And, Frank, before we cut you loose, you know, I get it. Falcons have not played a complete game yet, and there are some things that you said that we definitely agree with. But, you know, when we're clicking offensively, we can help part our defense. We can get on another team, make them play catch-up. Other teams we could play in the playoffs, Minnesota, maybe Washington. Do they scare you as far as, and you feel that we're even, or you feel they're better than us if it came to us playing them? We will see Washington later this season.
Yeah, really interesting two teams there because the Vikings are kind of backsliding a little bit with Darnold, getting into turnover habits. But he could turn that back around. They got a really good coach, really good roster. So I think that Minnesota's – I don't know what to make of them yet as far as what they're going to be in January. Washington, I just think, is good because of the quarterback. The quarterback's just ridiculous. He's so good. But, yes, you do wonder if they're going to need, you know, go to the playoffs, get beat, then have an offseason where you kind of build up your roster a little bit. So scared of either team. They'd be good games. I think the one X factor there is just Jaden Daniels is so good. But, yeah, I think the Falcons wouldn't – they would match up well with those teams. I think Brian Flores' defense for the Vikings would probably give them a little bit of an edge. But yeah, especially if it's going to be in Atlanta after they win the division, yeah, it would be two good matchups. Probably the two best matchups on paper the Falcons could get.
Always great to talk with you, Frank. Thanks so much, Frank Schwab. Guys, follow him. Check him out. Yahoo Sports covers the league. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.